Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. We sure are. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, all.
And we're joined, as we are every Monday through Friday, here in the 8 o'clock hour, our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley.
That's right, except when he's on vacation for 2 weeks.
That's right. Gotta add that in there, yeah.
Paul, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Yeah. We're doing good. We're enjoying these nice, clear blue skies we've got right now. A little bit. It's cloudy out there, but you can still see that sky shining through. I had this thing happen yesterday, Paul, where I look at the weather and, we're not going to get any rain until Monday. And then I look like an hour later and it's pouring out. What I did was the app I was looking at had the zip code on the other side of town. And it wasn't raining on the other side of Rapids, but it was in one side of Rapids. Stuff just happens all the time.
Oh, man.
I just want to thank you for the job you do, Paul. I can't imagine doing this job. It's got to be just as exciting as it is infuriating sometimes.
Exactly. Don't even talk to me about when you get the snow events that are 10 inches one place, 2 miles away, like
right.
An inch.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. Yeah. Mother Nature. She just loves to throw these curveballs at us. Any curveballs coming up?
You know, we don't have a whole lot. It looks like things are fairly clear-cut. Looks like we'll see our next batch of showers and storms coming into the region overnight tonight, and then on Friday a few more showers and storms. And then a little break in the action, and then another round of some showers and storms Sunday night and Monday. So those are kind of the two prime times for some showers and storms moving in. Otherwise, today, sunshine, some scattered clouds, about highs about 79, northwest winds 5 to 15. The shower and storm chances pick up late tonight as we head down to 57. Showers, some storms at times Friday, otherwise rather cloudy and 80, 57. Shower, storm chance early Friday night. Little break in the action to start off the weekend, 81. Some sun is Saturday, mid-50s Saturday night. Partly sunny Sunday, and looks like those shower storm chances late, and then more Sunday night with the next system moving in. 57, more showers with that Monday, mid-70s, and then sunshine in 80 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate that, Paul. Real quickly before you go, Paul, are you a s'mores guy?
I am. In fact, I had s'mores on my vacation.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Nice. Very cool. Today is National S'mores Day, so we thought we'd check and find out.
Good. Yeah.
Have another, Paul. Have another.
Yeah. Have you guys had your s'mores intake this summer?
No. Yes, I did. Early summer, I had some. And I used as little marshmallow as I could.
Yeah, that's why I don't eat them.
Yeah.
It's not the marshmallow.
Yeah,
I'm not
a marshmallow guy.
No.
Now, here's a question about my... for you guys on your marshmallow roasting, okay, do you believe in like taking time and browning it, or do you just like set it on fire and blow it out?
I walk the line, Paul. I get that thing as close to black as I can before I pull it, and I've been wrong sometimes. Okay. I've been off sometimes. I like it a little harder. So how about you?
Well, for me, I'm good at the browning, even though I don't eat them. Pretty good at the browning part.
Nice.
So
that's
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the browning class myself. I pride myself on not burning it, but getting that nice brown crust on it. And then, you know, if you leave it in there longer, it makes the marshmallow like cream inside.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes. Yes. It's not as bad that way.
I had to teach my wife this technique though. Her dad and my dad actually did the same thing where he just put it in the fire and he blew it out.
Nice.
So my kids do. Yeah.
My dad is the same exact way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Paul, we appreciate you so much. Have a great one. We'll talk again tomorrow. Get people ready for the weekend.
All right. Sounds good. You guys do.
Take care. Best in the business. God, I love that man.
Wow.
Paul Trombley.
That was really great.
Was
he was asking us questions.
Yeah,
that was great.
That was good. That was good. I love that man. Paul Trombley. Shout out to him. We are going to get into s'mores in a little bit. We'll be talking s'mores. We got other things to talk about, too, this hour. I want to get into, with you, Seth, a study that found you really don't need all those steps.
Oh, okay.
Can I get into that one? See
all
how
right.
many people we anger with that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
We've got in the 9 o'clock hour some fun stuff lined up for you. Of course, it's Thursday. That means our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society.
Yep.
Our good friend Madison's not able to be here today, so she gave Seth and I the Pet of the Week.
It's not going to be nearly as good.
Probably not.
Not nearly as good.
No. We're going to have fun with it, and we'll definitely highlight it and make sure to do Madison proud.
Keep James from adopting another pet.
There you go. You know, there's one advantage to me already adopting one of the pet of the weeks. Is I'm full.
Now you don't have to do it again. Yeah.
The inn is full. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news, some that ain't right stories, people. I got two back to back that ain't right stories for you. And some local good stories of the day. We got some great local things going on in this area. Of course, it's Thursday. We got big events on Thursdays.
Yes, indeed.
So getting all of that. But let's start with s'mores.
Okay.
Today is National S'mores Day, and the origin of s'mores is vague, but some people credit it to the Girl Scouts.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
In 1927, the Girl Scouts published a recipe in a book called Trampling and Trailing with the Girl Scouts.
Hmm.
Tramping and Trailing with the Girl Scouts. That's a great name.
That's a great name.
But they call them some mores.
Some mores. So that's the full, no abbreviation here. Yeah, no apostrophe. Yeah. Gotcha.
The Girl Scouts have also offered several s'mores-inspired cookies over the years.
Mm-hmm, true.
So maybe it's fitting that a company celebrating National S'mores Day by stealing from the Girl Scouts, sort of.
Hey.
A Texas-based company called Solo Stove just broke a Guinness World Record by gathering 891 people to make a s'mores at the same time.
Oh,
to make s'mores at the same time. Okay, so this isn't one big, gigantic s'more.
That would be weird and hard to do, you'd think.
Yeah.
How do you roast that marshmallow, you know?
I don't want to see how that one goes.
No. Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, anyone?
Absolutely. That's how that happened.
Got roasted.
891 people separately. So that may be even worse. That's 891 possibly fires going on at the same time.
God. You're right. That's a lot.
In Texas.
Yeesh. Ooh, during a drought.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, the drought. The thing is, the record was previously held by the Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee, who gathered 801 people to make a s'mores in 2018.
Oh, I think the gauntlet has been thrown.
Yeah.
Here. I think the Girl Scouts need to re-up and get back on top on this one, since they are, in all likelihood, the inventors of the s'more.
424-2600. We always like to open the conversation to you out there. I'd love to get your take on this. Also, are you a s'mores person? Do you like s'mores? Yep. What's your technique for s'mores? Paul kind of set up our question for today for us. You know, how do you make your s'mores? What is your go-to technique? Or do you have a technique that we could really use, like all of us could bower and everything?
How about variations?
Yeah.
Like, can you add some peanut butter to that? Maybe a banana, something like that? Banana s'more, that might be tasty, you know.
Also, just a side mission here, side story. We've done a lot of these records, like world-breaking stories.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, the record is broken by the previous record holder is like somebody who's passed away, or it's an older gentleman, and then somebody younger breaks that record or whatever. I'm curious to know if people would hesitate to break a record because of the people that hold it. I'll never forget Barry Sanders in an interview when he was getting closer and closer to breaking Walter Payton's all-time rushing record, him talking about how if his way, he would get a yard shy and retire. That he never wanted to break Walter's record. Walter was his favorite player. Mm-hmm. He looked up to him and all these things. So it was very important to him that, I was not surprised when Barry retired early. For one, they used him in a two-back offense. What are you doing? It's Barry Sanders. But more importantly, Wayne Fonts, what the... more importantly, this was, he kind of told you his whole career, what he was going to do and everything. So it got me thinking about this a little bit. And something like this, where, none against this Texas-based company, Solo Stove. I don't know who they are. I've never heard of them before in my life. They might be perfectly good people and stuff and have a really good reason for doing this. But I wouldn't want to break a record that was held by the Girl Scouts. It feels
Doesn't that feel a little weird?
Yeah, it feels like, I don't like that. It's like as if my sister held a record and I was trying to break her record. That would feel weird to me. That would be like, I don't want to do that.
It's just something that just doesn't feel cool about it, you know?
Am I on an island on this one, or are you guys feel similar? 424-2600. I'd like to hear how you feel about this one.
So maybe it's just better if you break a record by like a total jerk or something like that. I feel bad. Yeah, let's do this now. Yeah, you know?
Well, that goes back to... who was it? Michael Strahan wanting to break the all-time sack record. I believe, if I have this right, the guy who held it before was like brought up on charges or something like that. It was sack record in a season.
Yeah.
The guy who held it before Strahan.
Mark Gastineau was the guy who had it beforehand.
And
yeah.
Didn't have the greatest track record or whatever stuff. So
after he retired, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal to Strahan that somebody held that with honor. And it's to each their own, if you believe Michael Strahan held it with honor.
Yep.
T.J. Watt, I believe, holds it now, believe. And one of the Watt brothers holding it, I'm all right with.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. One more quick story for you here, because I just got to get this one in. Authorities in North Carolina are searching for a 900-pound longhorn bull that escaped from its owner and gave police the slip.
Wait, whoa. How do you miss a 900-pound bull?
Charlotte Mecklenburg Animal Care and Control said officers were dispatched Monday to assist Charlotte Mecklenburg police on a report of a loose bull in the Moose Chapel Road area.
The Moose Chapel Road.
I love all of these names so much. Officers learned that the longhorn bull's owner had been attempting to move the animal from pasture to an enclosure area due to severe weather in the area, but the bovine was spooked by the weather and took off running. This is something that we don't give farmers enough credit for, that this stuff doesn't happen even more, the way that they have to move animals oftentimes and everything.
Yes.
Animal control officers, police officers, and the bull's owner made several unsuccessful attempts to wrangle it into a trailer, but the bull managed to run into a heavily wooded area and gave its pursuers the slip. The search was called off at 10:45 on Monday. Animal control officers returned to the woodland area Tuesday and used a heat-seeking drone to attempt to locate the bull. They were unable to find any signs that the animal was still in the area.
Whoa. So now there's a 900-pound bull just roaming around right now in the wild. It's free.
In this day and age, you have to be very careful with these things. So I want it to be extremely clear here. I respect every officer that respects human life.
Right.
That respects life, that mm-hmm. has accountability. I respect all of our officers. I mm-hmm. really do. I don't want the Wild West. All right?
Right.
I love watching Westerns. I don't want to live in one.
No.
And I certainly feel that way about animal control people that work with it, like our DNR or humane societies, these kind of people. I don't believe they want to catch this bull. They quote on slip that it gave them. Like, there's certain battle. Like, you got to choose your battles wisely in life. And there's certain points in life where you see a 900-pound bull kind of running loose. And like, did anybody else see him? I missed him. I don't know where he went. I don't know. Let him be. Just roam free. Roam free.
Yeah. As someone who has been in a situation where I've been close to being charged by a bull, it is terrifying.
Yeah.
Bulls are they're scary. They're huge and they're not always happy. They can be really angry at times and they will come after you. I'm with them. you're on your own, bull.
Like unless this bull wants to come home,
yeah, right.
I'll let the bull do what the bull's going to do.
Yeah, the old joke, you know, where does a 900-pound bull sit? Anywhere it wants to, yeah, right? Yeah. That's where this one is headed. So. Yes.
I wish them well with that. Hope the bull is doing all right.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
How do you and I always end up with that one?
I don't know. That's weird. I've deliberately done it now, so it'll vary. It won't be the same days on the same thing, but I don't know.
it always seems like we end up with that, and I'm not complaining. It's just funny. It's interesting. We have to dive into our list, and we encourage you to make our list even bigger, everybody. Get us these birthdays and anniversaries. We want to spend more time on your birthdays than these celebrity birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to us. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach out to any of our staff anytime with those email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, direct message us on Facebook. We love getting them that way as well. Morse code, smoke signals, whatever you got to do, get them to us.
Yes.
might be easier to call up. 424-2600.
It's very elaborate to do smoke signals. You know, it takes a lot to get that.
I'm not sure we're going to see them either, to be honest with you, everybody. Although, the sky writing, maybe, with these beautiful windows we got here and everything.
Yeah, we could see that, yeah.
Again, go ahead and put it up there.
A little more expensive, though, you know.
Might be just easier and cheaper to call us. 424-2600. Now, until the end of the segment, we usually wrap up around 8:30, 8:35, somewhere in between there. We'll take your birthdays and anniversaries right up to there. But for now, Seth, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Kelly Rosenthal. Or, I'm sorry, Kelly Rosenthal Dietz.
Oh, Kelly, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Kelly. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Karen Beanke.
Oh, Karen, happy birthday.
Karen is our qualifier.
Yeah, congratulations. Very nice.
Enjoy your day, Karen. Hope it's a great one for you. I love that name, too. Mm-hmm. Beanke. That's a great name. That's a good one. Karen, enjoy your day. You're our qualifier.
Yes, indeed.
We move on to our celebrity birthdays real quick. All right. Kylie Jenner is 26 today. We mention this because, you know, the Jenner family and the Kardashians won't mention it, of course, because I know.
Someone has to, I guess. You know, we got to make sure we get that out there.
I don't know if
she's
comes.
She's only 26. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She's been around forever.
I don't know if this comes across, and if it doesn't, it's my fault. But I love birthdays. Mm-hmm. So even like Kevin Costner's birthday, I don't want to be a jerk to him on his day. And as much as I dislike the guy or whatever, like even on his birthday, I don't want to be a jerk.
Yeah.
But I can't help myself sometimes, and I don't know anything about her. Other than she is a Kardashian, that she's a part of that family, that she, I'm sure, is a model of some type or has like a business of some kind.
Probably.
Or something, you know. I know she's not the one with the sex tape. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be a
the
jerk.
Only one that does.
But it's this line here because she's a young lady at 26. And I would not want anybody to judge me at 26.
That'd
you know, or what I am and everything. And at the same time, you are in the public eye. You have signed up to be the, you know, on the cover of magazines and all these things. And
just by the fact that you're from a certain family does not mean you have to be in the public eye. You could have chose to not be in the public eye. So there's a lot that comes with that.
I remember when the Osbournes was really big, and Jack and his other daughter, Kelly, were really big on the show. But they had another daughter that chose not to be on the show.
Exactly.
What's her name, everybody? 424-2600. Nobody knows about her, and that was perfectly fine. That's cool. That's what
she wanted.
Yep. I imagine even in that family, if you didn't want to be a household name, you don't have to be.
Not really, no.
So you kind of you have to take both. If you're going to take the millions and millions of dollars you get for being in this position, you also got to take some shots sometimes.
It's going to happen.
It happens to us in this job, and we ain't making that kind of money, let alone somebody
close.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I really, other than her being a social media presence, I don't know what, you know, she does.
What does she do?
But she's doing it. I know that. Let's see here. A good actor. Brendan Thoughties is 34. He was Robin and Nightwing on the live action version of Teen Titans on HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
I watched that whole series mainly because of him.
Oh, nice.
I give it a chance, and in the first scene, you see him as Robin. He has forget Batman, like a line that he says, and he doesn't say forget, people. And it kind of just, the way he delivers it, won me over. It was like, ooh, I haven't seen this version of Robin before.
That's kind
of
cool.
And it's all about his performance. He did a really good job. There's a difference. When it doesn't matter almost, I will use the original Star Trek as my example for this. One of the things that William Shatner and that team, that group of actors decided on day one was, we're all in.
Yep.
We're going to believe in this. We're going to treat this like it's Shakespeare. If we believe it, the audience is more likely to believe it. It's the whole reason why I don't wear a wig when I perform, or I put my hair through all the things it does and everything. Yeah, I could wear a wig. Yeah, the audience might not even know. I know. And if I know, it's 5%, 1%, whatever it is, that is just, it breaks me from that character.
Mm.
And am I insane and think I literally am this person? No, I'm not Daniel Day-Lewis. But I do think that there is something to be said for being all in.
Mm-hmm.
And something that that kid did with the Nightwing character, and you see a lot of these times with these superhero movies and these things.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch did this with Doctor Strange. It's like, I'm all in. This isn't just a paycheck. Go ahead and watch the most recent Shazam movie and see what it's like when they just collect a paycheck. Because that's exactly what that is.
All right.
Lucy Liu is one of the better actors I have seen. And that woman, I mean, she's still just counting money from that performance. Just like it's really night and day.
Nice.
Let's see here. Angie Harmon is 51. Wow. Oh,
I love Angie Harmon. She's
too.
Great.
Big fan. Mm-hmm. 88, Abby Carmichael on Law & Order, maybe the best ADA they had on that show. I really liked her on
she
that.
She was really good.
Detective Jane on Rizzoli and Isles.
Yep, that's right.
Justin Theroux is 52.
Oh.
Wonderful actor, writer, mm-hmm. married to Jennifer Aniston, and for those who don't know, DJ. He got his start as a DJ, which is kind of funny because he played a DJ in Zoolander, I believe. he played the chief of police, Kevin, on HBO's The Leftovers. He was really funny in Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller. a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Oh, Seth. Michael Bivins is 55.
Hmm.
The Biv of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Ah.
Of course, New Edition.
That's right. So they got a start. They all three of them got their start with New Edition and spun off from there.
Got to mention that one. John Ferris is 62, a singer and I believe a keyboardist. No, bass player for INXS.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He's the guy that he was a little bigger. And he always stood out in the band to me because of some of that or what he was wearing at the mm-hmm. time or something like that. But he also was the one, like, no matter even the sad songs, he'd usually have a smile on his face. He always seemed like he was so happy to be there and be doing this for a living and stuff. Like, I liked
That's
him.
Nice. I, like
I
that.
Liked him. The great, the wonderful, the legend, Antonio Banderas.
Mm.
63 for him. 63, and I guarantee the majority of the audience out there would still want him.
Yeah.
The first time I hear an actor talk about Antonio Banderas, it's Tom Hanks, and he's being interviewed for Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for those who don't remember, Antonio Banderas played his love interest in Philadelphia.
Yep, that's right.
Tom and Antonio had never played homosexual characters before, and they really bonded over this. And mm-hmm. you know, how do we do this? I'm uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable. Let's get through this together, talking to other homosexual men about it and everything. Mm-hmm. And obviously what that movie did is unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
But Tom's talking about Antonio, and he's like, I've never been on set with somebody where both the equal amounts of men and women wanted him. Like, he's never, like, and to this day, he still jokes about it and stuff. They're like, him and Antonio are still friends.
Yeah.
And I want to have coffee with Tom Hanks and Antonio Banderas. I won't say a word. I just want to hear that what those two talk about.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Great actor.
Oh, my gosh.
Great act. I'm so happy that at this point in his career, he's finally actually gotten to show his chops.
Mm-hmm.
He's played Picasso. Like, he's done some really good stuff. He's a great action actor.
Right.
Top 10 favorite action actors of all time. Watch Desperado and you see what I'm talking about.
Zorro, even. The Zorro movies.
Zorro
yeah.
was really good. Yep. Things to Do in Mexico. Something About Mexico. Darn it. What is it? It's a great one. It's Johnny Depp's in it, too.
Oh, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
No,
is that the one?
Not that one.
Okay.
It's a tale about Mexico, something like that.
Okay, all right.
I'll think of it before
we'll
the end
figure
of the
it out
show.
Some other time.
Great actor, though.
Yeah.
Roseanne Arquette is 64. Great actress.
Yes. Had a song. A hit song named after her for Toto.
Inspired two.
That's right.
Two classics. As Seth mentioned, Toto named their Grammy-winning mega hit Rosanna after her
mm-hmm.
because she had briefly, and we mean briefly, dated keyboardist Steve Perraco. Supposedly, the song isn't about her, but she was the inspiration for the title.
Whatever. Yeah.
And then Rosanna also had a brief fling with Peter Gabriel, which inspired him to write In Your Eyes.
Jeez.
Which inspired the one of the most famous scenes of all time in the movie of the great John Cusack holding up a boombox and say anything and everything. The man that made the flute rock, Ian Anderson, is 76 today.
Can he still do it? Can he still do the on one foot on stage playing? I wonder if he can still do that.
I'm going to believe in my heart that he can. I've mentioned many times that my father growing up treated lead guitar players like quarterbacks.
Right.
Like I had to know who they were, what band they were, and all these different things. Ian Anderson is on a different level with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad got to see Jethro Tull a couple times, and one of the last concerts he saw, he was working over in Point at the hotel up there
mm-hmm.
where they host events and everything, and he was helping bands set up. That was one of his jobs. And Jethro Tull came through. with Ian Anderson, of course. And so we got to see, you know, something he wanted to see when he was a kid and never got to, and got to see Ian Anderson. And this is got to be early aughts, maybe late 90s, this happens.
Right.
And according to my dad, Ian Anderson played two songs, including Aqualung, standing there just on one foot. Jeez. Didn't bend, didn't fall over, none of this. And who knows what age he was at that time.
Yeah, right. Wow. But that, what a sense of balance. My goodness.
Also, big history nerd. Big history nerd. Yeah. Big lover of history, which I guess makes a little sense with the Jethro Tull title and
everything. Some of their songs, it would, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't think about that part. Yeah. And then we have some people no longer with us, like Eddie Fisher, born in 28, passed away in 2010. Princess Leia's dad, Carrie Fisher's dad.
That's right.
Of course, married to a couple of starlets over the years, too.
You know, it's funny that he's mostly known for that now. When in the 50s, he was a big star, a big singer and actor and everything. Yeah, he did. He was in, on a lot of things.
I imagine people back then would never guess that that would be his, all he'd be known for right. now, which is a shame in some ways, and also kind of, you know, how it works out sometimes.
And famously, not necessarily a great guy. Yes. Carrie has many times spoke over about how he was not a very good
man.
He
was not a good guy.
Not really.
He was a jerk.
So, yeah, he was.
The very, very famous, the guy who you know, made a lot of our breakfasts, Jimmy Dean, born on this day in 1928, passed away in 2010.
Jimmy Dean sausage.
Talk about being famous and not really, like, Jimmy Dean was one of the first iconic American country music singers.
Mm-hmm.
How many people know that anymore?
Most people just probably remember him because his sausage is still around. All of his food is still around. So
he was a good actor. I don't think a great actor. He was a good actor. He was a fantastic host. He was a really good MC.
On his show, that's right.
Very good singer, songwriter, but also a businessman, and maybe too good of a businessman because now that's what he's known for.
Yep.
Is his business, really, basically, and everything.
But and they still use his voice on their commercials.
I love that. I love that they do that. I'm sure there's a little nostalgia, but it's also, it's really good. So why not just keep rehashing that?
Yeah.
And if you get a chance, I don't know if you can find it on YouTube or not, but go ahead and watch some of his show, the Jimmy Dean show, I believe it was.
Yes, it was the Jimmy Dean, yep.
And just watch some of like his opening monologues and everything. I maintain it may have set the standard, or one of the things that set the standard for like the Tonight Show opening monologue and some of that and everything. He's a really good host.
Nice.
But now it's just sausages.
No, it's just sausage. It's breakfast sausages. Food. Yeah, that's it.
And Bobby Hatfield, born on this day in 1940, passed away in 2003.
Oh, my love. Oh, sorry.
Nice. Nicely done. One half of the Righteous Brothers.
Yep.
And Leo Fender, born on this day in 1909, passed away in 1991. If that name sounds familiar, it should. Invented the electric bass.
That's right.
Put out
very famous guitar company now, still, of course, Fender is still very much around.
Put out the first mass-produced solid body electric guitar as well.
Invented by Les Paul.
Nice. Jimi Hendrix was known to, of course, use a Fender and many others. And finally on the list, Jack Haley, born in 1897, passed away in 1979. The wonderful, the great, the Tin Man on The Wizard of Oz.
Jack Haley was, he did so, I mean, I know he's remembered mostly for that, but great entertainer. He could do it all, big vaudeville guy. He was funny. He could sing. He could dance. He was great. If you ever get a chance to check out some of his radio performances, he was good. He was funny. He was a friend to all the comedians, too.
Yeah.
He would show up on everyone's show.
Sing Your Way Home. If you're looking for something, I'm glad it popped up right away because I couldn't think of the name of it. If you get a chance, I didn't know it was him until I was a little older, that was the same guy that was the Tin Man, was him and stuff, because he does such a different performance in Sing Your Way Home.
Yes.
But you get his versatility.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I think about it, that's one of those movies where you get a real idea of the performers back then.
Yes.
Like back then, you had to be a multi-talented.
You had to do it all.
You had to be able to. All the vaudevillian actors, the James Cagneys, the guys like that. Like, there's a reason why my papa and my nana were very adamant about, okay, you want to be an actor? That's cool. Watch these guys. Mm-hmm. Because they had to be able to do it all. You couldn't be. Everybody back then was like Sammy Davis Jr., basically. Like, they were all renaissance. They had to act, sing, make you laugh, do it all, dance.
It was very rare to have someone who was just primarily just an actor. Like
there
were a few, like Clark Gable and stuff like that, that just did dramatic and stuff like that. But you're so right. For the majority, you had to do more than one thing if you wanted to make it.
You go back and watch those movies, you get a real essence of that and a real, like, oh, my God, that's acting. Yep. That's performing.
Yep.
Taking a break, but before we do, a very happy birthday to Kelly Rosenthal Dietz.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Karen Benke.
Happy birthday, Karen, and congratulations.
Treat yourself. Head out over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around for Melissa's News here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's just eternal, this beat. No matter, yep. Even with all the stuff that clouds it and everything,
yep.
That just is eternal, that beat.
There was a reason it was so popular.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into this one, Seth. All those steps you're taking may not need them, everybody.
Oh, what?
Might not need them. Shocker. Shocker. So we've heard before, forever, that you should try to get 10,000 steps a day to be healthy.
Which, first of all, very odd round number.
Yeah.
Why 10? What? Where'd they come up with that anyway?
I have never had, including doctors, give me a reason why that specific number. And when I've even asked... I have.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. That's just the one doctor told me that is what the national average is, or another doctor told me that's what a science has come up with as the national average. Well, how did they get that number?
I was going to say, wait a minute, you can't just blame science. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, especially when we've got people out there fighting science. Yeah. Like, we can't afford to be doing this science. Those of us that back you kind of would like you to be a back us a
come
little
on,
bit.
Come on, yeah, a little bit.
Well, researchers looked at data from over 225,000 people and found there's much more of a gradual effect to how many steps you take.
Okay.
Even just 4,000 a day lowers your chance of of early death from all causes.
Really?
Well, wow. Just 4,000 steps a day lowers your chance of an early death from all causes.
Wow. All causes.
Wow.
How about that?
That's a cheat code right there. That's And if you only get in 2,500, it can still lower your risk of dying from heart disease.
Hmm.
That said, the more steps you take, the better. The point is, you just need to keep moving.
Right.
And if you don't hit the 10,000 step goal, don't get discouraged. You still did yourself a lot of good.
You know, I think we as much as we, you know, do all these studies and everything, it almost always comes back to, especially when it comes to health and, you know, finding a way to make a healthy lifestyle, be active.
Yep.
It all comes back to that. Do something physical, mm-hmm. You know, do a project, you know, just some, it doesn't matter how you do it. Just, you know, do something. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we're getting to is like, just you got to move. You got to move around. You got a body? Use it. Use it to move around and stuff. You know, that's a way to keep it going.
There's a reason that we were born with limbs that move.
Exactly.
That we are not all like Ken dolls or G.I. Joes or somewhere. the arms don't bend, the old ones and everything, yeah, right? Like the old He-Man toys. The elbow never bent.
They did have Kung Fu grip, though.
They did. So. They did. Yeah. I wanted the one with the Kung Fu grip so bad, I never got it. Never got that one, man. Thanks a lot, Dad. I'm joking. The study found 4,000 steps is good enough to help you live longer, but 5,000 is even better. For every additional 1,000 steps you take, you decrease your odds of an early death by about 15%.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
You can find this complete article at EurekaAlert.com, EurekaAlert.com. Interesting. And I think, to your point, Seth, if you're looking and you're paying attention to these stories, they've been telling you the answer all along.
Yeah.
Stay active.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to that.
Right, right. And if you're, you know, and I don't think it really matters how you do it. If you're a runner, go run. Have some fun. You know, if you enjoy that sort of thing, if you want to walk, go walk. Mm-hmm. You know, ride a bike. You know, jump on a scooter. I don't know, whatever. Roller skates. Take whatever you want, kind of thing.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah. And so, it just goes to show that it doesn't have to be, you know, and we have a lot of great facilities around here. Mm-hmm. We got the Y. We got, you know, places that you can do more exercises if you choose to do so. But again, in the end, if nothing else, just move. Just make some movements. That's the important thing.
Keep moving, people. We're going to get moving. We'll come back after this commercial break on WFHR's Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Seth and James here with you. Let's get into this one, Seth. We're talking phones and apps for a moment here.
Okay, sounds good.
Got a couple of two quick stories.
Oh, you mean apps on a phone? I thought you were talking about appetizers. Darn.
I could use an appetizer right now. I wouldn't mind some mozzarella sticks right now. Have you ever accidentally FaceTimed someone instead of calling and suddenly realized you're not fit for public consumption? Yes. I have started classes this way.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops.
I started a class once where I'm like, oh, well, I'm on Skype. I don't need my shoes. And then I realize halfway through the class, I've got one sock on. How are these people supposed to listen to me? Like, take, you know, my anything I'm saying with any intelligence.
All they're doing is just watch. He's only got one sock on.
It's the man with one sock. Like,
the man with one sock.
Is this a fashion trend? Should I be doing this? I'm going to take one sock off. Apple is updating its operating system on iPhones again, and someone noticed a small but important change in the new beta version. The red end call button is in a different spot now. Instead of in the middle at the bottom, it's at the bottom right corner, which in itself isn't a big deal. The problem is that if you are in habit, which everybody is with their phones, they hit where they want to hit end call, they're missing it, and a lot of people are staying on their FaceTime. So there's been some uncomfortable situations along with this.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I can't, maybe you might hear something, but more than likely, you're just going to get the blackness of my pocket because I throw it in my
pocket. Right, in your pocket, yep.
But I could, and I think that there's been enough of these stories where especially during the pandemic, the person who was doing the Zoom call stood up and got fired.
Yeah.
You know, or a lot of other stories that came out of that.
Oh, there was a few. There was a few.
We've heard enough of those for me to the point where I'm not going out like that. Like, I am not going out like that. If I get canceled or something like that, it's going to be because of my own mouth. It ain't going to be because I did something stupid like that or anything. And I get it, but at the same time, like, I wonder how much these phone companies, like, how much research or how much work they do with actual consumers of their products.
That's an excellent question. I would be very curious to know.
There's so many of these people, and I pick on him because he's asked for it. But you look at an Elon Musk, and he has no problem telling you he lives in a bubble. That he has he's surrounded by nothing but yes men and women, nothing but it. He's showing you this too because every other week there's somebody fired from Twitter, and I'm not calling it X, Twitter, and because they push back on him in an email or something like that and everything. I don't know if Apple's in a similar situation, but I know that when Steve Jobs was there, it didn't seem that way. He seemed to be, whatever you want to say good or bad about the man, he seemed to get that he didn't know everything and seemed to talk to others and such.
Right.
It was still his way or the highway.
Of course.
You know, I'm not saying that he didn't do that, but he at least, like, you have in interviews, you have him talking about these things, and you see in the iPhone things that people had told him to do that weren't his ideas.
Right.
It's almost as if it's not my idea, then I'm not doing it kind of thing with some of these companies. And certainly the way the iPhone is kind of gone.
Yeah, well, for sure. So, although I'm kind of curious, since I don't have an iPhone, I don't know, is it easy to mistake a FaceTime call with just a regular phone call? I mean, is it because if you have your contact, you know, screen up, you know, the person you want to talk to, is it one of those things where, like, the FaceTime button is really close to, like, just the call button? I guess, is that what it is?
That is what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, all right.
That's part of it. And it's also, I think, again, just the habit.
Yeah.
Just the habit.
If you put it in, for sure. I mean, think about when you get a new phone.
Yeah.
Having to relearn everything, especially if it's a different brand. You know, maybe if you only get iPhones, there's pretty much continuity on it.
Yeah.
But with other ones, I mean, I got one that was completely different from my old one, and it took me a while to learn where all the new stuff was. So,
let's talk a little of our programming here at the station, Seth. We're going to get into Rafters news in a moment, but first, on our sister station WIRI Wiz Country, 105.5, be sure to check it out, and be sure to check out tonight Trail Tunes.
That's right, new Trail Tunes tonight, everyone. Cowboy songs. Western tunes.
Anything in particular tonight noteworthy? Or I'm sure every episode's got songs noteworthy, but a theme or anything like that?
No. It's been kind of fun picking, learning new artists, you know, which is funny because they're all really old artists, you know, new to me, I should say. Mm-hmm. New to me artists from way back, getting some really old stuff in there, which I think is really cool. And some, of course, you know, I always try to include the classics in there, the good old cowboys, your Roy Rogers, you know, your Gene Autry's and everything like that. And some newer artists that are doing the older songs, which I think is really cool, too.
Maybe a little Jimmy Dean on his birthday?
I think I might be looking forward to that, though, because I'm curious, you know, if he did any specifically cowboy tunes. A newer artist that I think a lot of people know, John Michael Murphy, is really well known for doing cowboy songs. So I have one of his songs this week as well. So a big, nice big mix of today and yesterday for Trail Tunes today from 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5.
Check it out every Thursday. Spread the word about these shows, everybody. Also, of course, this weekend, because Seth, tomorrow Melissa will be in with us, so you and I won't be talking tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll obviously off air.
Yeah, right.
But that'd be funny if we just didn't talk unless we were on air.
People don't know this, but James and I never talk to each other unless we're on the air. You know, we really hate each other. You know,
it's only time we speak is if our microphones are on. That'd be hilarious. This weekend, great shows lined up for you. Of course, we are looking forward to the Sunshine Polka Show. Mm-hmm. Join us every Saturday at 7 for that, and then noon on Sundays.
Sunday 1 and Sundays,
I'm sorry. The Kripecast is on at noon.
At noon, yep.
Yeah, man, good shout-out to the Kripecast. Great show. But at Sunday night, we usually have some great stuff for you. But, of course, with rafter season, it's been a little bit abbreviated and interrupted here and there in the best of ways.
Yeah, especially this Sunday. Depends on whether they make the playoffs in the next couple of days. So we're waiting to see on that. If they do not make the playoffs, there'll be a new Seth Faces the Music.
Cool.
My theme this week is crying.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Sad. Wow, there's never been a song about that.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's been like a whole album. Like an artist did a whole album of crying songs. That's how ubiquitous it is.
Couldn't you even just play emo music? Like, just for the whole...
I'm not trying to make the audience cry.
Good point. This is why it's Seth Faces the Music and not James Faces the Music.
That's right. That would be hilarious, though. Yes. Songs to make you cry.
That's a great theme. I like that theme. That's a good one. Be sure to check that out. That's going to be a really good show. Even if it's a rerun this weekend, we love the reruns. My dad in particular, he's
good.
Missed
I'm glad
a couple,
to hear that.
And he likes catching those.
Good, good.
Be sure to join us every Sunday for Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. And after that, you got Director's Cut from 8 to 9. This Sunday, going to be a rerun whether the Rafters are playing or not.
Right.
I don't know if we've decided which one we're going to play yet. We've had a couple of recent really good interviews with Michael Charles and Anna Rebecca.
Yeah.
It'll probably be one of those.
Yeah, I think so.
And we're moving out of the way for the Rafters because, boy, I got a good feeling about this, and I think that they are going to make the playoffs.
I hope they do.
Knocking on wood, whatever you do, you superstitious baseball fans.
That's right.
Next Sunday, August 20th, join us right here at WFHR from 8 to 9 for a really, really fun, unique, special hour. We had the chance
two days ago. Yeah.
Time is a blur for me. Seth and I were able to interview one of our favorite people, Mary Jo Peel. You would know her from Mystery Science Theater 3000, one of the head writers, and of course, Madame Forrester on there.
That's right. Pearl, yep.
And it was such an amazing conversation, everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've had an interview like that before. I don't know. It was just so much fun. We cannot wait to play that for you. It's coming up on August 20th. Be sure to join us for Director's Cut for there.
And I do want to kind of talk about one of the directions that we were kind of hoping we would take Director's Cut into is kind of expand our area. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we still want to keep it very much local. We want to talk to local artists. Of course, we still have the call out there. If you're a local artist or you know one, let us know. We'd love to have them on the show. But we also wanted to talk about, you know, more Wisconsin, bigger, broader, more Midwest.
Yes.
And Mary Jo, you know, she's from Minnesota. She lives there now. And she's one of those artists that we thought, you know, hey, well, let's take a chance. Let's see if she'd be willing to talk to us. And very graciously, she said she would. And that's how this whole thing came about. But the idea of just the Midwestern sensibility, and she has it in spades. You will hear when you listen to the interview, she sounds very Midwestern, which is great. I love it.
Couldn't get enough of talking to her. Yep. I love her voice and I love talking to her. And I did want to send a special shout out to you because this doesn't happen if you don't take the chance to reach out to her. Appreciate you doing that, brother.
Well, I found out she said, you know, on her website, email me. Okay. I'll email you. And it worked out. It was really cool. It just like, take a chance sometimes. You never know what'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Rafters keep winning. You see, you keep giving them a chance and everything. Yeah. And see what happens. 10-5 victory over Madison yesterday. Wasn't even really even close.
No.
Really nice win. Offensive juggernaut in the last couple of games with some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And these are the games that we were. This is the most important series of the season.
Yep.
These two games right here. Great win last night. Let's win again.
Yep.
Let's win out. Let's leave no doubt that this is our time to win.
Yep.
And this is our guarantee of a playoff because we didn't make the first half of the season.
Nope. Nope.
So we need this. Want to see our boys keep playing,
mm-hmm.
and we're enjoying it. So the Rafters are going to keep rolling. They're in Madison again tonight. 5:50, our pregame will kick off. Catch every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter baseball right here. And when the Rafters are back home for their final two games of the regular season,
mm-hmm.
Hosting Green Bay Friday and Saturday, 6:20 pregame start right here. But get to the ballpark if you can, everybody.
Yep.
We love you listening to us. Joey and Kevin have done an amazing job this year. Let's fill up Winter Field. We can't guarantee the playoffs, but we can guarantee these last two home games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's show them how much we appreciate this team, how much we love having these boys with us every summer, hanging out with them and everything. Get at northwoodsleague.com to get your tickets, or you can get them right at the box office at Winter Field the day of.
Mm-hmm.
Get those tickets. Support your rats. Roll rats.
Roll rats.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with some entertainment, and more importantly, our Pet of the Week right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.